community had it, or that community.
Okay, good morning. Bezrat Hashem, our learning should be a schus for everyone in the world, and especially for all those who now need added refuah, added healing.
Amen.
And we should see only good things for the Jewish people. Today's daf is Maseches Shabbos, daf Hey. The Gemara is dealing with the problem. We can presume that hotzah, carrying, requires akira, uprooting, transfer of a domain, and then setting down. You have to uproot from a prominent area. It has to be it was in a makom chashuv, a prominent place, and you uprooted from there. And you have to have a hanacha, setting down into a prominent area.
Hand-to-hand is not...
The question becomes, what about hand-to-hand? The Mishnah said explicitly hand-to-hand is enough. It said the poor man who puts his hand in and puts it down into the hand of the rich did hachnasa. It said that the poor man who took out of the hand of the rich and put it down did hotza'a. Why? But there you don't have 4x4. So the Gemara proposed, maybe there's a Tana who thinks you don't need uprooting from 4x4. You don't need putting down into 4x4. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's Rabbi Yudan Nasi.
Rabbi, all these discussions are sort of slow down. Once there is an eruv in the area, you know, that...
Things change. Then things change.
Things change.
That's right. So the Gemara said, you can't say it's the view of Rabbi, that Rabbi holds that something which is indoors is already at rest, because based on command of Malya Damya, the building indoors is considered filled between the roof and the sides. What passes through there is considered already at rest. So the Gemara said, you can't assume that, because in a public domain, you couldn't have it roofed. If it's roofed, it's not going to be like the Digle Midbar, like the area of the desert, which is the classical public domain. So that's what the Gemara said. We'll just read those lines again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Here on today's daft of Hamad Aleph, says the Gemara, actually 4 lines down. You could have a private domain which is roofed and walled. But in a public domain, how could it be roofed? How could it be chayiv? Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar of Ab, Amar of Huna. Shmuel bar Yehuda sent him from Ab, name of Huna. Amar Rav, name of Rav. Amar of Yechefetz, Arba Amos, Rosh Hashanah, Rav Mekura. If a person transports an item for Amos in a public domain which is roofed, Patri is exempt. Because that's not like the public domain where there were deserts, where in the desert, like the flags in the desert. Hello, I'm Reb Zera. So therefore, Reb Zera said, Hamani, who is the view of our Mishnah, who doesn't seem to require an uprooting or a setting down from a place that's 4x4. Acherim hi, it's the Tana Acherim. This is where we had gotten up to yesterday. Hamani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, doesn't need 4x4, it's Acherim. The Tana is one thing in a Braisa. Acherim Omrim. Acherim, which we know is a euphemism for Rabbi Meir. Acherim say, Amabim Komo V'kibel. So, let's say Reuven throws an object. So Reuven threw the object from 5 amos away in the public domain. Or he threw the object from the, let's assume that he's throwing it in the public domain, and Shimon, standing where he's at, catches it. So I'm doing Koma V'kibel, if he stood in his place and he caught it, it's settled on him. Then Chayiv, then the thrower, is obligated. Because the thrower did the uprooting, the thrower did the transfer, and the thrower did the putting down. But Akamim Komo V'kibel, the thrower threw it, it would have gone 6 feet. And the catcher uprooted and caught it after 4 feet. Right? He ran with a running catch. He disconnected it from its flight path, and he caught it now. So now, Pater. Now the thrower is exempt, because the thrower, his action was to throw it 6 feet. He was trying to throw it 6 feet. It didn't go 6 feet. It only went 4 feet. because the catcher jumped in the middle and he grabbed it. So, as Rashi says, what the thrower was trying to do, lo isavida, he didn't get done what he was trying to do. He didn't accomplish what he was trying to do. Amud b'mkomo v'kibel. Now, the first part of what Acherim said is if the catcher is standing in his place and he catches, chayv, then the thrower is obligated. Asks the Gemara. But why don't you say, habinan anachal gabi makom da'al v'leka? If the catcher is catching it while standing stationary, in other words, the thrower wanted to throw it 5 feet, that's what happened, it got thrown 5 feet, or more, whatever, it got thrown 6 feet, it got thrown to 6 feet, and the catcher stood where he was and caught it right there. But still, he's catching it with his hands. His hands are not 4x4. Elish maminah, so you see that according to the view of Acherim, lo bina makom arba, you don't need to have a set down onto a place that's 4x4. Gemara says you can't say that that's our Mishnah, the Dilma, because maybe Hanachu de lo b'inan, they don't require that your setting down of an item should be set down into a spot that's 4x4. Kira b'inan, but maybe they do require that the uprooting should be uprooted from a spot that's 4x4. And says the Gemara further, Hanami, and even the setting down, who's to say here that there wasn't 4x4? Dilma de Pashit Kanfe, maybe the person catching was wearing a jacket like this. He stretched out the edge of the jacket. Baruch raised this possibility the other day. And he caught it onto the jacket. The jacket may be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It was a long bekesha. It was a robe like the Hasidim wear. Right? So ikonami anacha. There you actually have a putting down on a spot that's 4x4. Rabba answered. Okay. So again, we're back to the problem. What are we going to do with our Mishnah? We know that normally an uprooting and a setting down has to be on a spot that's 4x4. But here our Mishnah talks about putting into the hand of the Balabayas, taking out of the hand of the Balabayas. The hand is not 4x4. We wanted to say, well, maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. Not necessarily. Maybe it's Rabbi, also not necessarily. Now Acherim, also not necessarily. So Amar Rav Abba said the following answer. Masnisi, you know the case of the Mishnah? Kigon is in a case, Sha'akar Mitraskel. The poor man, when he puts his hand in and he takes out of the hand of the rich man, he didn't take out of the hand of the rich man. He took out of the basket that the rich man was holding. So the rich man's holding a basket. The basket's a big, wide basket, a big, wide wicker basket. Could be 4x4. He's taking out of the basket that the rich man is holding. So that could be Masnis in our Mishnah. It could go in Shachami Traskel. And he put it down onto the basket. Dikanami hanacha. We also have the setting down on 4x4. Ask the Gemara. Vaha yado katani. But it says he took it from his hand. It doesn't say pasha ani es yado lufnim. The poor person put his hand inside. V'natal mitoch hatraskel, and he took it out of the basket. It says v'natal mitoch yado, he took it out of the hand. Tani, you have to change the language of the Mishnah. Read it as traskel shabiyado. The poor man took it out of the basket that was in the hand of the rich man. He took the item out of the basket that was in the hand of the rich man. It says the Gemara, hatenach traskel shabirsha shayachit. That's fine if you want to talk about the rich man. That the rich man had a basket, and he was in the public domain. So he took it out. I'm sorry, the rich man's in the private domain. The poor man took it from the basket that's in the hands of the rich man that's in the private domain. That's okay. Now the definition of a private domain is, as we're going to see, it has to be an area set off by boundaries, by walls, that are at least 10 tefachim tall or 10 tefachim deep if it's a ditch. And it itself has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, 4 by 4. That's fine. But if the poor man himself has a basket in his hand, and the basket is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, he's holding it in his hand. So now already, it itself is a private domain. The basket itself is a private domain. It's a private domain. So then what's the problem? And he should be patur. The ani is taking it from a private domain, putting it into a private domain. Maybe you have to say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. The time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not Kanabir Shisarab. if a person puts a stick or a reed in a public domain, uberosho traskel, and on top of it he puts a basket which is wide, and zarak v'nachal gavav, somebody threw and it lands on top of that basket, chayiv is chayiv, because it's resting on something which is 4x4.
The thrower
is chayiv. Ikar b'yosef b'yehuda, because if you're going to say that we do agree with b'yosef b'yehuda, then a basket in the public domain above 10 tefachim is already a private domain. Then Pasha Balabayas is Yod Lachut. Balabayas put his hand outside. And he put into the hand of the poor person. Amai Chayiv. Why is there any Chiyuv? Mirshusayachal Kamapik. It's going from one private domain to another private domain. Because it was in a private domain, in a basket in the private domain. Now he takes it from there and he puts it into a basket. Okay, now that basket's being held by someone who's standing in the public domain, but by virtue of holding the basket up, the basket itself is higher than 10 tefachim. It has walls around it. It's an area above 10 tefachim set off by walls, and it has 4x4. So that itself is a private domain. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's a private domain. So to take from one private domain to another private domain, that's not the malacha. And here the Mishnah said, there's malacha here. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. You can even say that we do agree with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Hasam l'mal miyud. There, what are we talking about? Where your basket in the private domain is above 10 tefachim. Hacha, but over here, the basket of the poor man was l'mata miyud. Was within 10 tefachim of the floor. Since it's within 10 tefachim of the floor, it's actually considered rishus harabin. Yes. So one second. So let's see in the Gemara. Then we'll get to Baruch's question. Ask the Gemara. Kash le Rebavo. This is difficult for Rebavo. First of all, mi katani traskel shebi yado vayado katani. Does it say that he took it out of a basket from someone's hand? He put it into a basket that's in someone's hand. It said he took it out of somebody's hand. It said he put it into somebody's hand. It doesn't say baskets. Ella, Amar Bavo. So Bavo says, right, we have this problem. The Mishnah says there's carrying, the poor man taking from the rich and putting it down. The rich taking from the poor and putting it down. There's carrying. Why is there carrying? There's not an uprooting from a place of 4x4. Ella, Amar Bavo. So Bavo said, Kagon, Shashil Shel Yado, Lamata Mishlosha. We're talking about where the poor man's hand is down to within three of the floor. He's within three tefachim of the floor of the street. He's within 2.5 tefachim, 2 tefachim. And we have a rule called lavud. Lavud means anything within 3 tefachim is already considered attached to it. So it's already considered the floor. So the Gemara said, the kibbutz, and that's how the poor man got the item from the rich man. Va'omid katani, but the Mishnah said, ha'ani omid b'chutz, the poor man is standing outside, balabayas bifnim, and the balabayas is standing inside. Here you're saying it's down close to the floor. How's it standing? Says the Gemara, b'shocha, the poor man is leaning all the way over. Says the Gemara, v'ibayasem, alternatively, b'guma, the poor man is standing in a pit. Vibayasem, alternatively, bananas. The poor man's a real midget, so when he has his hands out, it's within 9 inches of the ground. Amar Rava said, Ich bil Tana lashmin and kalhani? Is the Tana going to, you know,
make his position?
He's going to go through such an effort to tell us such cases? That's law? This is the law? To talk about such an unusual case? Elam Rava. So finally, Rava gives us the real answer. Yado shel Adam chashuv alo kedalet al dalet. Person's hand is itself prominent. The whole idea of having 4x4 is to take from a prominent area and to put down in a prominent area. A person's hand is prominent. It has the status of an area of 4x4. V'chein ki asa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from the land of Israel, he quoted a lesson from Rabbi Yochanan. Yado shel Adam, a person's hand, chashuva lo kedalet al dalet, is prominent to him, like an area that is 4x4. All right, that completes the discussion. Again, to review the whole discussion, it began yesterday. The Mishnah speaks about taking from a hand, putting to a hand. It's not taking from 4x4. It's not putting to 4x4. Maybe it's the view of Rabbi Akiva. Even the airspace is enough. You don't need a place of 4x4. Maybe it's the view of Rebbe. The airspace again is enough. You don't need 4x4. Maybe it's the view of Acherim. None of those are good proofs. Maybe it is 4x4. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't sound like that. Maybe it's the person's hand is next to the floor. It also doesn't make much sense. The answer is that the hand is always considered 4x4. A hand is always considered 4x4. You need 4x4 for Akira and Anelcha, and a hand is 4x4. Now, Baruch had a question. What was your question, Baruch?
No, but Rabbi, all these Tevachim, three Tevachim or 10 or whatever, it doesn't mean anything. If it's in a public place, it's a public place.
No, the public place is only up till 10 Tevachim. The status of public place is the floor till 10 Tevachim. Above that, it doesn't have the status of a public place anymore. It has the status of Makom Tur. It's considered an exempt place. So, for example, my teacher, Rabbi Rimon, he wrote a book about the laws of soldiers. So normally the rabbinate of the army puts up an Eruv where the soldiers are. But sometimes they're out in the field. There's no Eruv there. So what do they do on Shabbos? The guy discovers he's carrying something. And it's not necessary for the mission. So he has to find a makom ptur. He has to find a spot that's above 10 tefachim. So it's not a public domain. And it's not 4x4. So something which is not 4x4 above 10 tefachim is a place of exemption. You put it down there, even if you took from a public domain, you're exempt. Put it down there, even though you took from a private domain, you're exempt. Called makom ptur. So he figured out makom ptur in the army is the barrel of the gun of a tank. It's above 10 tefachim. It's not 4x4. He tells the soldiers, you put the thing down on the barrel of the gun. But yeah, Rosh Hashanah is only within 10 tefach of the floor. Yeah, question.
The hand is part of the body. It's attached. So with the body, you get this for it. No?
Maybe that's part of it. Not like we saw yesterday about the branches of a tree. Rebbe says, get attached to the tree. Maybe that's part of it. You know, the branch is connected to the source. The source has prominence. The branch has prominence. So the hands have a prominence, maybe because the body has the prominence. Amr Reb Avin, Amr Reb Eloi, Amr Reb Yochanan. Okay, new topic now. Said Reb Avin in the name of Reb Eloi, in the name of Reb Yochanan. We are on Hamad Aleph. If a person throws an object, Zarak Chafetz. Person throws an object. V'nach b'soch yodo shol chavera. And it lands into his friend's hand. Chayev. He could be Chayev. So Gemara says, this is Rabbi Eloi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. My questions. What does that teach us? It teaches us what we have just been saying. Yado shel Adam chashuv lo kedal al dal. Person's hand is considered 4x4. V'am Rabbi Yochanan chada zimna. Rabbi Yochanan already taught us this lesson. We just had it in the name of Rav and in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara said, Ma'o the Tim was thought to say, where he is making the hand prominent by deliberately placing it into the hand. That's when it's considered 4x4. Where he's not making the hand prominent, he's throwing it and it's just landing in that person's hand. Maybe that person's hand is not considered 4x4. That's the chiddush of the second lesson of Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever something goes into a hand or is taken from a hand, it's considered being going into a place of 4x4, being taken from a place. That's 4x4. Amr Bavin, said Rabbi Avin, Amr Bilai, then Amr Bilai, Amr Biochan, Amr Biochan. Amr Bimkom of a Kibel Chayev. If a person is standing where he's at and he allows the item to fall on him, so then the thrower is obligated. However, Akam Bimkom of a Kibel, but if the catcher jumped from his spot, disrupted the flight path of the item, and he caught it. Now put. Now it's going to be Shnaim Shasa'ua. It's going to be two people who did it. The thrower did Akira, but it didn't land where he wanted it to land. It didn't land based on the flight path of his throw. It was the flight path was interrupted. And the catcher interrupted it. And to be exempt.
Did distance doesn't matter, 6 feet or 4 feet or whatever?
No, he was trying to, let's say, throw it 8 feet. And it only went 5 feet because this guy ran, jumped up, and disconnected the flight path. So now he's exempt. Kainam Rachel also learned in a brice this way. Hey, remember, mothers say, Amad bimkomo v'kibel chayev. If the catcher is standing in his place where he catches it, then the thrower is chayev. Akam bimkomo v'kibel, but if the catcher uprooted from his spot to disconnect the flight path, so that makes the setting down of the item the action of the catcher. The initiating the movement of the item was the action of the thrower. So it's two people doing it. Shnayim shasu'u up to him. So Akram come with a kibbutz potter. Where Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan asked a question. Zarak chayfetz. What's the law if a person throws an object? V'ne'kar hu mimakomo. And the person who threw the object himself leaves his spot. V'chazer v'kibla. And disconnects the item from its path. So I threw the item. When I throw it, it's on a trajectory to go 8 feet. Then I run, and I jump, and I catch the item at 6 feet. So now, is that considered two who did it? Or is that considered one who did it? Both times it's me. Now, what's the law? It says the Gemara, Mai Kami Boile, what's the question? Sam Ravacha Barahav, Ravacha Barahav explained. Shnei Kochos, Badam Echa, Kami Boile. The question is, when you have two forces from one person, you have the action, you have the behavior that's fitting for two different people, but it's coming out of one person. Is that considered two people? Is that called Shnaim Shasa'ua? Two did it, and therefore he's Pater? Or do we say, no, it's still one person who did both things, and he's Chayiv? Shnei Kochos Badam Echad Kadam Echad Dami V'Chayiv? Are the two actions from one person considered one person, and he's obligated? Maybe it's considered two people, Pater, and he's exempt. Says the Gemara, take, we don't have a resolution to this question.
Wait, does it matter private or public now?
In the public domain. In the public domain, right? You're not allowed to transport
so
something.
He's playing basketball, throwing a ball, and catching it himself.
He's playing volleyball, and he's both sides of the net. He's throwing it up, and then he's jumping to the other side. He's doing both, but he's jumping from spot to spot. Is that considered a normal malacha, like it was done in the Mishkan? Maybe not. And maybe now he's exempt.
We don't have answer for it.
No answer.
Oh, he doesn't catch it. He sits at rest on the floor, right?
But again, he stopped the flight path.
In the air, he catches.
He intercepted it. Amar Rabavin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabavin said to Rabbi Yochanan, Hichnis yado l'to chater chavero. The person put his hand into the courtyard of his friend. The kibel made shamim v'hotzi. And he caught the rain, and then he took it out. Chayev, he is obligated. Maskel for Rabzera asked, Malitino chaver, Malitino shamayim. What about our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, the poor man puts his hand into the house. If the rich man then puts into the hand of the poor man, and the poor man takes it out, we said, Yado lo naicha, the hand's not at rest. And that's not considered hotzah. So if that's the case, the hand's not at rest, it's not an akira. If a person has water in his hand, because God put the water there, that's also not in Akira. So what's the difference if his friend loaded him up or the heavens loaded him up? Iulavad Akira, he didn't do an Akira. So when it says, Lo tseim Akibel, it's not that he caught the rain. Elakalat. He collected rain. In other words, there was rain here in a puddle, and he scooped up some of the rain into his hand. Now he takes his hand out. That's called an akira, and he is chayiv. Asks the Gemara, if I'm scooping rain out of a puddle, habin akira me'al gabe makom arba v'leka, but don't you need to uproot from a spot that's 4x4? Here it wasn't. I'm repriya b'edir avhuna, kagon shakalat me'al gabe akota. We're talking about where there is a wall, and he's collecting the rain off of the wall. Agabe kotel nami velo nachu. I understand, but the rain's not at rest, so he's not uprooting. Uprooting is you take something which was stationary, you made it start moving. Here it was already flowing. And so the Gemara Kedama Rava, as Rava explained, the kotel meshupa. Rava said in a certain case, we're talking about a sloped wall. Here too, we're talking about a sloped wall. So since it's sloped, the rain is flowing down the slope. It's easy to stop it. When it's easy to stop it, it's already considered basically nach. It's basically considered at rest.
What's the difference between that and when the ball in the air is coming down and you catch it? Or water coming from...
No, if it's coming...
No, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, it's similar. If the ball is in the air coming down in its normal trajectory, then there is chiyuv. The thrower is chayuv. Here we're talking about where the rain is flowing down the sloped wall. And he's collecting the rain off of the wall.
Catching it in the air.
No, it's on the slope.
It already hits the floor.
The bottom of the wall.
It's on the slope and it's slowing. It's slowing. So basically it's at rest.
Okay, I see.
He takes it from there. He's taking it from rest. Hey, Chit with the Rava. Where did Rava say that we're talking about a sloped wall? How did not about the following Mishnah in the second Erev? Now turning to Hamid days. The Mishnah says, and remember, in those days they didn't have printed books like we do with a binding. They had scrolls. Everything was written in parchments. A person's reading a parchment, like a Sefer Torah, ala skupa, on the front stoop. V'neskalgel ha-sefer miyada, appropriate sunagil ha-sester, shuchan purim today. And the scroll, one side of it rolled out of his hand. So, towards the street. And he still is holding it. So, he's holding the other side. Golo etzel, he can roll it back to himself. He can roll it back, he can bring it back. And that's not considered hotza from the street to, it's not considered hachnasa from the street to the iskupa. Because the iskupa has the status of karmelis. Karmelis is the domain. It's not private nor public. So here, so there's a rabbinic law that you're not allowed to carry from the karmelis to the public. You can't carry from the public to the karmelis. But here, where it's basically one side still in his hand, the rabbis didn't make their law, and he can just pull it back. Let's say a person's reading this scroll, the Rosh Hagag, and he is reading it on the top of a roof. V'niskalgel, a sefer miyado, and one side of the scroll rolls out of his hand. The other side is still in his hand. Ad shelo higia la'asara tefachim, if that other side that's out of his hand has not yet reached the 10 tefachim close to the ground, Golo etzlo, he can roll it back to himself. It hasn't reached the 10 tefachim to the ground. He's on the roof. So it's not on the Rishus HaRabim yet. He can roll it back. Because it's still in Makom Ptur. It's in the exempt area. The area in the street that's above 10 tefachim. Mishi gila sarat tefachim. But once the other side of the scroll has reached to the area of the 10 tefachim close to the ground, that's in the Rishus HaRabim. So now he's in on the roof. So you now let him bring from the Rishus HaRabim to the roof. Now even though not really uprooting because he's already holding half of it, one side, but it's still, it's like uprooting, and therefore, hofchalaksav, he has to turn it over onto the side and just wait like that. Vavidimus, so we asked about this law. Am I hofchalaksav? Why, when half of the scroll rolls out of his hand and it rolls in, that half rolls into the Rishus HaRabim, he turns the scroll over, halo nach. But the other side of the scroll is not at rest in the Rishus HaRabim. So let him just be able to pull it all back to where he is at the roof. Amar Rava, so here Rava gave his answer. Bekotel Meshupa. Here we're talking about a wall which is sloped. We're talking about a wall which is sloped. And since we're talking about a wall which is sloped, so therefore it is coming to rest. If I'm on the roof and next to the roof is a sloped wall, and one side of the scroll rolls off, it's now on a slope. So that is considered...
rest in the middle of the slope, just like the rain.
Yeah. Okay. It's considered now at rest.
Rabbi, rolling is not considered as a avoda, as a work?
No.
No.
Wow. So that's what it is. Nisad Rabbanah, to pull it back. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Emor d'amar Rava, when does Rava say that something's on a slope is considered at rest? The sefer, that's with a scroll. It's a solid. Dava denayach, there you have things at rest. Mayim, when you have water rolling on a slope. Why is it resting? Elam Rava, so going back to the question of a person who's carrying water, Rava explained, what was Rabbi Yochanan's case? Kigon shegalat, where a person collects water, mial gambe guma, from on top of a hole. Right, there's a puddle in the ground, a hole in the ground, and the water collected there. He takes some of the water out and he carries it out. Guma, says the Gemara, a hole. Shita, of course there's an uprooting. What's the chiddush? Answer the Gemara, Ma'at Tam was thought to say, Mayim, Al Gabi Mayim, Lava Nachahu. When you have water on top of water, it's not considered at rest, and therefore it's not an uprooting. Kamash, that's the chiddush of Rava. Water on water, it's all attached. And the water itself is on the floor. So that's considered at rest. So when you take some water out of that puddle, you're taking an item from rest, and that's considered a transport. Even more so.
Right?
Yeah, but there it's certainly at rest. But there it's because there it's more solid. Well, I'm talking about here. There's a hole in the ground and there's a puddle of water there. You went with your hand, you put some, took some of the water, even though this particular molecule is floating around, it's considered you took something which was at rest from a spot at 4x4, and you have here Hotza.
This is in a public place.
In a public or from one to the next, from a public to the
in
private.
Private,
within the private you can carry, correct. Yes, but if you're carrying from the public to the private or from the private to the public.
Right.
Rava is being consistent. Rava said, Mayim al gabe mayim, and you have water on top of water. Hainu anachasan, that means that the water is at rest. However, egos al gabe mayim, if you have a walnut floating on top of water, the walnut is not considered at rest because it's floating. By Rav, Rav had a question. Egos bekli. Let's say you have a walnut in a utensil. The kli tzafal gabi mayim, but this utensil is floating on the water. Vaser egos as lino. Do we look at the walnut? Vanayach. It's at rest in the utensil. Oh, Dilma, maybe Basir Kliyaz Linan. We look at the utensil. And, hello, Nayach, that's not at rest. Denied, because it is moving. Again, as we had the question before, Teku, we don't know the answer. Next case. Shemen Shetzef al Gabe Yayin, oil floating on top of wine. And a person uproots the oil, and he carries it out to another domain. Now you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan. The time we looked at the Mishnah. Shemen, shetzav al gabe yayin, if you have oil of truma floating on top of wine of truma, v'nak al tful yom b'shemen, and someone who had already gone to the mikvah but the sun hasn't set on him yet, touches this oil, lo pasal lo shemen v'lvat, he only disqualified the oil, but not the wine. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, shneim uchubarim zel lezeh, the two things are considered attached to each other. So if the tful yom touched the oil, it's also as if he can touch the wine and he made the wine pasul. So the same is true in regards to Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, the oil is something floating on top of the wine. It's not resting on the wine. And someone who carries it is pater. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the oil is considered attached to the wine and somebody who's carrying it is uprooting and he is chayev.
If somebody drinks that wine, they still have to say Hagifim? No more bracha for it, no rabbi?
Why wouldn't he? It depends what's the main thing.
Oil,
so that we learned back in Masechta Brachos, I think it was on Daf Lamed Vav or so. It depends what's the main thing. If the main thing is the oil, then you'd say Bor Pia Eitz. If the main thing is the wine, you'd make Bor Pia Gafim. I'm Reb Avin, I'm Rabbi Light. Reb Avin, sending Rabbi Light. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say a person was loaded with food and drink. He's planning to carry them from one corner to another corner within the room. Then he decides to walk outside. So when he uprooted, he was planning to stay within the room. So he wasn't an uprooting of Hotza'ah. And while he was walking, he decides to go outside. So the Hanacha, the putting down, is a Hanacha of Hotza'ah. But the Akira, there was no Akira here. So again, when you only have Hanach without an Akira, you are Pater. So he's Pater. V'nichas v'yotze, he can go outside. He can then change his mind and go back inside. And he can do this kol hayom kulo. He can do this the whole day. Eino chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv achatas. Ad shiyamod, unless he actually stops with the intention to be at rest and then decides to start moving for the sake of taking something out, and then that akira is an akira, and that stopping at, out on the street would be the hanacha.
So in your backyard, you're okay going in and out of your house with some food, but you can't go to your neighbor's house with that same food, or you can't stop.
No, you can't stop. The issue is, there was no akira here. To have the malach of hotza, you have to have an akira, an uprooting, and a hanacha. When he started moving, he was planning to stay within the room. So if he's planning to stay within the room, that's not an akira. So there was no akira. So wherever he ends up, it's not an akira, unless he stops, then he starts again. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, this is true, v'hukishamad lavush. That means it's a stop to rest. Not just a stop to adjust what's on his nap. What's on his back, in his knapsack. Mimai, how do we know this? There's a difference between types of stopping. Midamar Mar, because Rabbah taught us. Rabbah said, if somebody's carrying an item 6 feet in the public domain, and toch arba amos, amad lafush, within the 6 feet, he decided to stop. And then he stopped to rest. And then he kept on going. Now he's putter. But if he's trying to carry something 6 feet in the public domain, within the 6 feet, he's lekate, if he stands to readjust his knapsack, and he keeps on going then, chayev, he would be chayev. Chutzlar ba'amos, but when he's out of the 6 feet, amad lafush, if he stands to rest, chayev, because that's the ending, that's the hanacha. Amad lekate, if he was standing just to adjust it, he's not chayev yet, because he didn't come to a rest, he'd be pater. My Kamashman, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is like this. If the Chiddush was, Shlohaisa Akira, Misha Rishon Lekach, that if a person started walking to stay within a room, that's not called an Akira, because the Akira initially wasn't with the intent to go out. So, Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan Chadazin, Rabbi Yochanan already said this once. Ha'am Rav Safran, Rav Ami, Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan. If a person's moving items from one corner to the next, and then he changes his mind to take them out, Patri is exempt. The initial uprooting wasn't for Hotza. So Gemara says, you're right. Amoroi Ninu, there are two different Amoroim quoting this lesson of Rabbi Yochanan. Mar Amla Bahai Lishna, one taught it in this way. Mar Amla Bahai Lishna, one taught it in that way, but they're both teaching the same law. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to begin at the two dots tomorrow with the learning of Daf Vav. Thank you all very much.